My dear friends, this is Don McSoul of Christ Intervention Ministries, and what a week we have had. I think we have broken some serious shackles off of our minds. I believe this week we have did some real damage to the father of lies. I believe, you know, you're all sending me comments. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net, and you've been sending me the comments. You're living in dysfunction. You are believing disinformation. You are following the father of all lies. You are following the dysfunctions of your family. This has been an incredible week for healing. I hope you go back and listen to the other four before this one. There's five in this series. I thank you for your comments. Remember, if you want to give to this ministry, please, you can give to Christ Intervention Ministries, CIM, P.O. Box 664. That's Toppin Springs, Florida, 34688. And I appreciate that. We need these offerings. We're reaching out to 10 to 20 million people a day by podcasts, radio, everything imaginable, social media, Twitter, Facebook page, in-person conferences, live videos. It's endless what we're doing. Modern technology. And I'm hoping you're one of the ones we reach. When we reach you, we want you to reach somebody else. We want you to touch somebody else. We want you to disciple somebody else. We want you to pass on these audios, pass on the videos. Visit our Facebook page under Dominic Sola or Prophet Speaks Out. We also have a group page. So you're welcome to all three of those. We've got web pages. We want you to be all that you can be. We want you to step out of your dysfunction. We want you to step out of that disinformation. We want you to step out of the family curse. And by the blood of Jesus Christ, you can do that. By having the Holy Spirit to come and live inside of you, you can be a new creature. You just have to believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, that He died for you. You accept Him as your Savior. You repent for your sins. Ask Jesus to be Savior. Get born again. You watch the brand new life you're going to have. You ask the Holy Ghost to fill you up. You ask the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Truth, to show you the truth. Will there be some hours of crying? Yes. Will be some hours that you sit in your bed looking up at the ceiling and go, what do I do now? Yes, I've been there. Got the t-shirt. Listen to me now. It's better to have the truth, especially at a young age. Why go through 40, 50 years? I'm dealing with people right now, 70 years old, getting the truth for the first time in their life. 70 years of living in lies. 70 years of living in dysfunction. If you're a young person and you're listening to this, please grab a hold of these messages this week. I want you to have the truth. The truth will set you free. I can promise you that. Not because I say it, the Bible says, God says it. If you know the truth will set you free. Become a disciple of Christ. I'm not talking religion. I'm not talking about feeling guilty all the time. I'm not talking about being filled with shame. My God takes all shame away. He takes all guilt away. I feel sorry for people who are not Christians. Where do you put your mistakes? Where's the eraser on your pencil for your life? What do you do with all the junk that you have? What do you do with it? Oh, I know what I do with mine. I bring it to the cross of Calvary. I know Jesus nailed me to the cross with Him. I know I've been crucified on the cross with Jesus. I know my old man is dead, spiritually dead on the cross with Jesus. And I have a brand new life as a new creation with the Spirit of God living inside of me. Isn't that what you want? Don't you want a brand new life? Don't you want... That dope isn't going to get you out of that. Overdosing is going to get you where you're going, but it probably won't be heaven. So what are you doing there? Isn't it time? Go ahead. Google Jesus Christ. Google the Gospel of John. Go ahead. Google that. Read it. Go ahead. I dare you. Go ahead. I dare you to read it. Watch what will happen to you. By the time you finish that book, you'll be in tears. It's one of the greatest books that's ever written, written by the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, I pray blessings over you. Curses are broken. I prophesy a brand new life. I decree over you a brand new life. I decree you're going to be healed. You're going to be used to set your family free, your loved ones free, and friends free. In Jesus' name, you can email me at goodnews@gate.net. Goodnews@gate.net. God bless you. I love you.